about a brachas. If you see Pinchas in your dream, it's a sign that a pele is going to happen to you. A wondrous thing is going to happen to you. Which, as we'll see in the Sikha, the simple pshat seems, what does Pinchas got to do with pele? So we'll see how Rashi says. In simple pshat, you would think it means it has a pay. Because in the Gemara, in the sugi of dreams, it says some, if you see something and it has a similarity to something else, it's a simon that's going to happen to you. So we'll see Rashi says differently. We've seen the Sikha, but it looks at first glance, because Pinchas has a pay, the word pele is a pay. So if you see Pinchas in your dream, it's a simon you're going to have a pele. Hareya pil b'cholim, if you see an elephant in your dream, plois nasalei, you're also, it also means you're going to have pele, but you can have plois, plois lasharabim, it's going to be more than just one wonder. If you see pilim, if you see more than one elephant, you see a lot of elephants, pile plois nasalei, wonders of wonders going to happen to you, which means, if you see one elephant, it's also many wonders, but it's kamos, many wonders in quantity. And when you see a lot of pilim, pilipois means it'll be wonders of wonders, means the echos in quality be more wonders. Okay, this is the Gemara. Well, Pirish Rasha Shem, Rasha says that when you see Pinchas in your dream, pele nasale, a wonder will happen to you. Why? Commission nasale Pinchas. Oh, Rasha gives a different shot than what I said before. Not because the word Pinchas has a pay. It's because by Pinchas, a lot of ploim happened. A pele happened. A wonders happened. That's what doesn't say ploys. A wonder happened to him. Kedamina b'Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells in Sanhedrin the whole story, what happened to him when he killed Zimri ben Solon, Kozvi Basur. So Rasha learns like that. B'pashta zah Gemara mashma, so the Rebbe says, from simple pshat of the Gemara, it seems, shachilik bein hareya Pinchas l'hareya pilu. What's the difference between when you see Pinchas? When you see Pinchas, it says, a pele will happen. You see a pill, an elephant, pill of ploys will happen. What's the difference? Shareya pill, aisen leploys, rabbis. If you see an elephant, that means Hashem will make a lot of wonders to you. Ilareya pinchas. If you see pinchas, aisen leirak pele echot. Hashem will make one wonder. Pele lo shiyochid. That's in singular. So when the Gemara says, poshe pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, if you see an pinchas in your dream, a pele, one pele will happen to you. One wondrous thing will happen to you. See an elephant, it means more than one, a whole bunch of, a lot of wonders will happen to you. But Tamua, according to Rashi, that the reason is because if you see Pinchas, and by Pinchas, a wonder happened. When you see Pinchas in your dream, it's a siman, a wonder will happen to you. But because the Sanhedrin, that Rashi brings, where the Gemara tells the story, the whole detailed story of what happened to Pinchas, before it says that Shisha Nisim Nasalei l'Pinchas, six miracles happened to him. Another places it says Shayud Beis Nisim Nasalei, 12 miracles happened. Chumash says Nisim Nasalei, that a lot of miracles happened. Doesn't give a number, it is a lot. So if so, Madua Areya Pinchas B'Cholim Rak Pele Echad Nasalei. Why, if you see Pinchas in your dream, only one wonder will happen? If a lot of Nisim happened to him. Rasha says, why is it? Because it's like Pinchas. If you see Pinchas, and by Pinchas there was a Pele, so it'll assume it'll happen to you too. By Pinchas there was more than one Pele. There were many, six, 12, or many. I'm going to add to it and bring out my Kasha even stronger. If not for Rasha, not for Rasha, we would have said the difference like this. We would have answered the Shaila. Similar, but the Gemara says later on. The Gemara says like this, in the same sugya. If you see Huna in the dream, it's a similar nes will happen to you. If you see Chanine or Chananya or Yechanan, Nisan Nisan Nasali. Miracles of miracles will happen to you. What's the difference? Well, Pidush Rashi Shom, and Rashi says, when the Gemara says, if you see Huna in your dream, Nes Nasali, because Nun can make a Nun. Nes is a Nun. Hune has a Nun. So if you see Hune, it's a simon that it will be a miracle to you. Chanine, why Chanine is more than one? Because Nun in Harbe has two Nuns, a lot of Nun. So Nisim Harbe. So just like Rashi says over there, so we could explain the same thing, Benegeya, the difference between Pinchos and Pil. Sha'apei the Pinchos you can make a Pele. Why is it that if you see Pinchos, You'll have a pele because of the prey. That's how you would have learned, like I said in the beginning, not like Rashi. The yesh appeal, yesh neisiv al apeg am eis lamed, the pele. Now by appeal, why over there you'll see more than one wonder? Because appeal has more than one letter of the word pele. It has a pei and has a lamed. How does a meisiv mean? So it'll add. The yesh ploes, so you'll have more than just a pele. You'll have ploes, loshen rabi. Just like it says the third thing, if you see elephants, more than one, you will have pilaployas. Hainu, what does that mean? If it says if you see an elephant, you'll be miracles, more than one. So what will happen when you see a lot of pilim? It'll be not only more, a lot of miracles quantity, but you'll have a more in quality. The same thing we would learn pshat here also. If you see Pinchas, only one pele will happen. Why? Because of pei in a pei. If you see pil, has two letters of the word pele. But it's not like Rashi. That's only if you learn that why if you see Pinchas, a pele will happen is because of the pei. Aval Rashi, sheila laskolas pirzeh. Rashi says that that's not the pshat. Rashi says this is not the pshat. But omri Rashi says, shatam sherei Pinchas b'cholim pele nasalei. Rashi says, what is the reason? Why if you see Pinchas in your dream, a pele will happen? Not because the pay, the letter pay, is a remes for the pele, which is also a pay. It's a different thing, because if you see Pinchas, so whatever happened to Pinchas will happen to you too. That by Pinchas, a miracle happened, so a pele will happen to you too. So if that's the reason, we can't say that the reason it's only one pele is because there's only a pay. But it has nothing to do with the letter pay, according to Rashi. It has to do with what happened to Pinchas. Now, where does Rashi get this from? That's a Zaytika Shaila, Side Shaila. Why doesn't Rashi Taka learn simple? That the word Pinchas, if you see Pinchas, since Pinchas is a pay, this will be also a Pele, which is a pay. Later on, Rashi says, when it says, if you see Huna, why will there be Nisim? Because it has a Nun. If you see a word with two Nuns, you'll have more than one Nisa Nisim. Why doesn't Rashi learn the same thing here? It would make sense. It's all the same Hemshech HaGemara. That if you see Pinchas, it's a pay. The reason is, Al pi Hemshech Divrei HaGemara Sham, based on what the Gemara says later on. The Gemara says, Areya Hune. The Gemara explains, he said, if you see Hune, there will be an S. But the Gemara says, Pirushe Shiro Shem Zeh Diksov. It doesn't mean if you see a person called Hune. If you see the letter Hune, the word, Hey, Vov, Nun, in your dream. Shiro Tevas Hune. You see the word Hune, or the word Hanine. Ksuva. That's what Rashi has written. Since over there it means if you see it written, makes sense. So the remes is connected to the words, the letters that you saw. And peel, but when it says that you see pinchas is a pellet, you see a peel, the peel employs many more than one. It doesn't mean there that you saw the word, the letter, the word, the acius of the word pinchas. Elarod musa shall pinchas a peel. Means you saw the face of Pinchas, or you saw the face of the shape of an elephant. How do we know that? The Gemara says, the Gemara says, when you get an elephant, says, if you see an elephant, that means it'll be a lot of peles to you. The Gemara asks, but in a different place it says, if you see an elephant in your dream, it's a bat simon. The Gemara says, depends, if you see him with a saddle or without a saddle. If you see it with a saddle, it's a good simon. If you see it, it's a bad simon. So obviously, we're talking about actually seeing the elephant, not seeing the word pei yud lamed. Same thing with Pinchas. Yikim shiro Pinchas b'chaleimei. So since you saw Pinchas in your dream, and it's not negated, it's not the word that you saw, but you actually saw him, it's connected to what happened to Pinchas. That's why Rashi learns it's connected to what happened to him. But then if that's the pshat, if the pshat is because what happened to Pinchas is what's going to happen to you, the Gemara says a lot of miracles. Why does Rashi say one pele only? If you see an elephant, there'll be a lot of peles, and he'll be one pele, which is one nes. But a lot of nisim happened to him. But Yuvas Ebehagdim Eidik, so the answer is by another kasha. The Chura, a pi pirish Rashi, shazesh shepele nasalik, to make shenasalik Pinchas, that way Rashi learns that what it means is that you see Pinchas, a pele will happen because it'll be like what happened to Pinchas. Pele nasale, pele daike. Why does Rashi say the word pele? Misanhedrin shama loshen shisha nisim nasale. Rashi quotes that the Gemara Sanhedrin says a lot of miracles happen. There the Gemara said, Aloshim Nisim. Havalelem and Nes Nasale. Gemara should say, the Nes will happen. So if you learn not like Rashi, that is because of the pay. Obviously, Rashi has to say the word Pele, because it's because of the pay. But if you learn like Rashi, that has nothing to do with his name. It has to do with what happened to him. So Rashi, Gemara should have said, if you see Pinchas in your dream, Nes Nasale, because there was Nisim. So besides the Kasha, it should be more than one. But even the one that Rashi does mention, why does he change the words from Nes to Pele? Now, if you're going to say, but you know, it's connected to the name Pinchas also. Okay? It's not because Rashi learns because of what happened to Pinchas, but it's also connected to the word Pinchas. That's not an answer. Just like we said that the word Pele fits to the pay of Pinchas, the word Nes also fits to the word Pinchas. Because the word Pinchas has two letters of the word Nes. The both letters of the word Nes is there. That's a very stronger connection than the letter Pei to Pele, which is one letter. When you have here, Pinchas has the word Nes in it. So Avada Rashi should have written the word Nes. Now, the question will be now, depend all, what does a Pele mean? And the Rebbe is going to bring out, I'm saying it, Ragome, that there are two different types of what Pele means. Is a Pele more than a Nes? Bigger miracle than the word Nes? Or is it a lesser miracle? So he says like this. Sometimes it's explained, the difference between these two expressions.
Is Nes
and Pele. Can you please mute yourself? Shenes Dover Gaveya. That Nes, what does Nes mean? Nes means like a pole. That's the real type of a Nes. Okay, because of Shalifni Pasha saying, like in the Posik, in the previous Pasha, there we see the word Nes. In the order, it says, Chukas Chofalo Ches. Nes means, it says, when they made the Nechashan Cheshes, when Meshach Rabbeinu made that, he put, like, Yasimei Al Nes, he put it on a pole. It's very high. So according to that, what does that mean? Hainu Me'era Sheyetze Ve'Gaveya Medarki Ateve. Something that is higher than nature, goes out of nature. That's called a Nes. Now, the Ilu Pele, what's the word Pele? Hudover HaMe'er Pli Etzelodam. It's not a real miracle. Something makes you wonder. Gamim Ein Beishitit Marachas HaTeva. It doesn't change the nature of the world. Claim a Gankish HaNes Melubish B'Teva. Even if you have a Nes, but it's in Teva.
That's what they think.
Now, it's like a Moshe Purim. This is Chaneke and Purim. Chaneke was a real Nes. It is not, naturally, it couldn't happen. Purim is a secret. And it's the nature of things happen. But it's a Pele. It definitely is a Pele, a wondrous thing. And sometimes we learn Pele is lower than this. That's why we want to use the Loshen here, that it happened to Pele. Because most of the miracles that the Shas, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, describes, it's not beyond nature. It's a wondrous thing that so many things happen, but it's not Nisim. One of them, Lomoshel, when Pinchas came to kill him, he could have separated. Then he wouldn't be able to kill him. Why didn't he do it? It's a pellet. He could have said something, he didn't speak, but everything, more goes and things like that. So these are things which, like you say, wow, this is what happened. But not a miracle, a mile of Hateva. So that's why you could say, we don't call it Nes, we call it pellet. Abel Dechel, look at Tarets came. It's hard to answer this. If you look at the two last miracles, which is, one of them is Shabbat Malach V'Higbi Asa Mashkiv, when he took him with the sword both together and he wanted to take him out of the door, they were too high. The door was too, the post was too low. It came a Malach and picked up the top of the door, the top of the Mashkiv. Another thing, Bo Malach V'Hishkiz Bom. People wanted to kill Pinchas, so came Malach and hit them. That's something that's not natural. These are not nisim that are in teva. According to the medrashim that there were more nisim, 12. So then most of the things are beyond nature completely. So you can't say that the reason we call it Pele, not Nes, that if you see Pinchas in the dream, a Pele will happen. And not we don't say Nes because those things weren't nisim. Not all were nisim. Some of them were ployim. But two of them, according to the Gemara, were certainly Nisim, and according to the Medrash, there are many Nisim. That's what the Rebbe wants to say, that here the word Pele is the opposite. Shekana kavana v'pele nasalim. When we say pele, he pele lemaile mines. It's the other pshat, a pele that's higher than this. Al derech losh nakosa, where do we find that word pele means higher than this? Because the chura is simple pshat, pele means a wonder. And this is wow. And then this, it's a wonder zach. So he said, we do find it. The pasuk says, ki meit seis chameret mitzrayim erenu niflois. Just like he went out of Mitzrayim, so when Mashiach will come, I'll show you wonders. What does that mean? Shakavonah b'zeh, the pshat is shebegula asid alove, yiyah nisim g'daylim, Mashiach will come and be such great miracles. Shafilu be'erech la nisim sh'irah la'vaseinah b'yatzias Mitzrayim, sh'lei hoyim b'l'boshim b'teva yiyah b'gadah b'nifloyim. And even compared to the nisim that happened by Yatzias Mitzrayim. And by Yatzias Mitzrayim, they were all nisim b'yam teva. Mashiach will come and be even more than that. That's what the pasuk means. And what does he say? What does he refer to it? The word pele. So, Bezui gam kavonas Rashi mashakosa. This is what Rashi means. When he writes, K'meshenase lepinchos k'daminim b'sanhedrin. Rashi says, Gemara says, if you see Pinchos, pele nasale, a pele will happen. So Rashi says, why? Like it happened to Pinchos, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. What does Rashi mean? So, Poshe Pshat in Rashi is, if you want to know what the miracle is, look at Sanhedrin. The Rebbe wants to say more. Shebe Gemara Sanhedrin Shamuchach, Rashi quotes Sanhedrin because from that Gemara you see, Sheikir Achidu Sheitzel Pinchas Eine Kamas Anitz Mishanasale. What happened by Pinchas is not just that many miracles happened. If you look in the Gemara, yeah, the Gemara says six miracles happened, but that's not the point. Elo Shezeh Shepele Nasale, this that a Pele happened to him. A Pele doesn't mean how many. A Pele is a Matzev, a certain level. Not only a lot of miracles happen, 6, 12, whatever. Elo eichus built itivis, a certain quality, a certain style that's beyond nature. Hanhoge be'efin shel mufle, a behavior with Pinchas happened that's beyond. Mufle here, he uses the word mufle. Mufle comes from the word pele, but also sometimes we use the word mufle beyond. I'm thinking, where does it say that? It says that Shleima Melech said, I thought I would know the reason for Paraduma, but it's Muflim in me, it's far from me. Muflim is completely beyond, which means the six miracles that is mentioned in Sanhedrin, it is all in the same minion. At this point, what he did to Zimri, Hainu means, in everything that he did in this issue, there was a nes. So what does that mean? That shows clearly. The whole behavior of the Eivishte with Pinchos was completely beyond normal. It's a noge shel pele. It's not how many miracles happened. So many miracles happened. The whole behavior with Pinchos a pele. So again, Mr. Rashi says, Pele Nasale, the Gemara says, you see, Pele Nasale, like it happened to Pinchas. Rashi doesn't mean like a Pele happened to me. Yeah, it means a Pele, but not a Pele means oneness. Like we thought in the beginning of the Sikha, we learned Pshat in the Gemara, it means one. That's why he asked the Kasha, oneness happened, a lot of these happened. So he says, no, it means the whole behavior was Pele. It was a Pele behavior, a behavior beyond Teva, which expressed itself in many, many different details. I'll explain it even more, the Rebbe says. A miracle means changing the style of Teva, of nature. When we use that Loshen, what know what that Pshat is? Normally, it should behave in Teva. There is a way of Teva, that's the way it is. What you're doing is, you're changing the Teva. You're overriding the Teva. If you go like that, what happens? The whole palm, sheyesh nes, every time there's a miracle, it's going against Teva. So normally you're living in Teva, then you go, Shidda Teva means a Ness happened, and this Ness happened. So this Ness is a separate Indian. This Ness. Later another Ness has to happen, another Ness happened. It's not connected, because Teva is Teva, and each Ness is against Teva. Ashein kim Pele, but it used the word Pele, but the call of law, Loshen Avdolo Prishi, quotes from Rashi and Shaftim. That when you say hafloah, it means separated, it's completely a separated, beyond level, that the anhoge is, the behavior is completely beyond nature. It's not in the category of teva. Not every time there's a nes, it means, oh, now the Eibush should change the teva. Oh, again he changed teva. There was an establishment of a miraculous behavior. That in this issue, in this happening, it's not going to go according to teva. So the pale, many things didn't go according to teva, but that's one unit, one nekuda that's not going to go to teva. This is what Rashi means when he says that a Pele will happen to you. You see Pinchas in your dream, a Pele will happen like it happened to Pinchas. Pele loshen yochid dafke. Rashi bedafke uses a singular term. And the kasha was why there was many miracles. The reason is like this. This that many miracles happened to Pinchas. But it was one nekude, one hanhoge of a Pele. Move to legamer mederach hateva and hug it with him. That's not the completely removed from nature. El shabaderach hamela nistayim is aishanisim mechol prata prat. Automatically, there were miracles in every detail. So it was many miracles. Velochein einhein ployis einisim. You can't call it ployis. You can't call it nisim loshen rabim plural. Yakavonihi lamatzav. Matzav means it's a situation. Hanhoge loshen yochit ployis. Hanhoge ployis. So obviously that answers the kasha. Why? He says only one because he doesn't mean one. He means the anhogi of Pele. But b'sed Rebbe adds brackets ula yeshleimer. Maybe you could say shapele shenase lahareya pinchas b'cholim ulemayla me'aplois lo shirab meitz lahareya pil. See, normal pshat we say like this: if you see Pinchas, a Pele will happen to you. If you see a pil, an elephant, plois will happen to you. Which one is better? The pil, because by Pinchas, if you see one, Pele will happen to you. But if you see a peel, ploys, loshen rabim, many ploys will happen. But according to the Rebbe's pshat, it's not the opposite. If you say loshen rabim ploys, that it's less than what we're saying, because if we're saying, the way we're saying pshat, the word paket, if it's such a high madrege that your whole anhoge is one thing, l'mayla manateva, you can't use the word ploys, because it's not many. There's one anhoge which breaks itself up into different details. So according to this comes out, when he uses the word ploys in plural, moving by the case of the peel, we understand it doesn't mean it'll be a psanu hanhoge. Okay, here he means there'll be a lot of ploys. Find the pulish, only ploys, pulish of wonders. So that's a madrege that you'll have wonders, but not that the whole outlook will change, the whole hanhoge will change. But the pele will become, it doesn't mean it'll be one pele, and over there means many ploys. It's a matzev. So by Pinchas, it's even a higher madrega. You see, a pele nasa like Pinchas, your whole behavior will be at the slamayla manateva. You see a pil, you will have a lot of nekudas. Different miracles will happen to you. Based on what Rasha said, the way we explained, that if you see Pinchas in your dream, a pele will happen. Which means, as Rasha says, why a pele? Like it happened to Pinchas. Moving from that, we understand must be that this is what Pinchas stands for. That's the inyan ikri in Pinchas. It doesn't just mean that at this situation, when Pinchas did this, a pele happened to him. That's not what it means. It means that this is the ikri inyan of Pinchas. How do you know that? If we're going to say just a side thing, it just happened to him, such a thing. You can't say you can't say like this, because on that day, at that moment, a pele happened to Pinchas, as we said before. But that's not his regular style. That's something that happened. But years before, years after, that's not. If you see Pinchas in your dream, this will happen to you. Why will it happen to you? In other words, if we learn not like Rashi, if you learn the pay, okay, you see Pinchas a pay, Pele is a pay, yeah. So what's happened? At one time, there happened a Pele, so it'd be. But we're saying now that it's if you see the person, you see Pinchas. Now, if a Nisim or this Pele happened to him this and this time, it's a one-time thing. So what is it got to do with seeing Pinchas? Because one time, in 2 hours, if the Pele happened, that's why if you see him, that what he represents. What is the pshat here? If you see Pinchas, it represents a Pele. Why does it represent a Pele?
How do you know how Pinchas looks like?
Well, that's the kasha on Hunan and Hanina. You could have, it's a good kasha. What I think is a pshat, it's a good shayla. I think it means that you see him, and it says there in the dream, you see that this is Pinchas ben Elazar. Or doesn't mean you only see his face. You see a whole dream, and in the dream, you see Pinchas. And in the dream, the story is that you see that this, that someone tells you, you see this guy is Pinchas. In other words, it has to be in a way that you know it's Pinchas. Now, there are situations you could figure out how he knows. That must be somehow. Anyway, so the Peil Mamish, you can't say this just something that happened to him once, this special Hanhogia, because then seeing him would not mean, oh, that's what he is. Must be dispelled. This is what Pinchas stands for. So if you see Pinchas, you see the speller. What does that mean? Hainu. Means like this. This is the day which they behaved with Pinchas in the form of Pella, like we said. Because the way Pinchas behaved to the Eibishter was in such a similar way of Pella. And the Eibishter goes measure for measure. So they should be able to him. So based on what the Asher says, it comes to tell you, so it's not only explaining the dream and everything, it just comes to tell you what the Madrege, what was the Aveda of Pinchas Bechlal, an Aveda similar to this union of Pele, not a Ness, a Klolozike Pele, a Klolozike Anhogel and Maile Manateve, the Iranian, what's the explanation? In Yonah Shalaz Ba'Aveda Sa'odamu, Siras Nefesh, when we talk about a miracle, in if you apply it to Aveda, what is the Aveda which is similar to a miracle? Mesiras Nefesh. Why? The commission asks, "If Shuta made like the Losei Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, a miracle shows on the greatness of Hashem. She'ein Dover Haminei Milu Ritzayni Zbarach. There's nothing that could stop the fulfillment of Hashem's will. Imatzav Teve Menagel Ritzayni, and if the way the Teve is, it's against the Rotzen. Hakadosh Baruch Meshana Teve. The Eibishter could change it. That's the Taitchev Nes. So Nes is to express that the Eibishter is the Balabos, control, and whatever he wants, nothing could stop him. So now when you apply that in the person's Aveda, al derech zeh union Aveda metech Mesiras Nefesh. So the person serves the Eibishter with Mesiras Nefesh, it's similar. Why? Shezeh meire, what does that show? Al tekev retzeinu shalodem rasa retzeinu yizborech. It shows how strong you want to do the Eibishter's rotzen. Be'efen she'ein dober she'yoch l'mane eisem l'kaim retzeinu yizborech. In a way, nothing could stop you. U'meisa nafshe al zeh. U'meisa nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh, the real Mesiras Nefesh is the pshat. That you want to do what the Eibishter does. If you have to be Mesa Nefesh, you got to be Mesa Nefesh. But the Iker is that your Metzias is that there is nothing that will stop you, which is parallel to Anes. Anes means that the Eibishter could do and nothing could stop him. So here Ayit could do for the Eibishter and nothing could stop him. But in that itself, you have the two in Yoni. You have Anes, a regular miracle, which is the same thing. Miracle is also the Maile Manateve. And then you have Pele, which is not a miracle, not even many miracles. It's a hanhoge. What's the difference? There's a person that does everything, not like completely beyond his, he does everything, but he does the right thing. He does everything. If at one point, in order to do the right thing, which you normally do, you need Mesiras Nefesh, he works hard, and he brings about in him himself a new feeling, a new behavior. Take if God was so strong, till he goes Mesiras Nefesh. We'll move him, so we understand, every time you have to do Mesiras Nefesh, it's a new Aveda. You have to again awaken, because he's not used to Mesiras Nefesh. But since he's a frumer and wants to do the right thing, so if it comes a question of Mesiras Nefesh, he'll look into Shulchan Aruch and find out, if I have to, I'll do Mesiras Nefesh. And he does it. So that's also going beyond showing that you really want to do the Eibishter's Rotzen and nothing will stop you. But still, it's something that you, it's based on Seichel, and the Seichel brings him Mesiras Nefesh. And b'meila, every time you do Mesiras Nefesh, you got to make sure that this is the right thing to do. Sometimes you have a person who is, we would call a Baal Mesiras, a man of Mesiras Nefesh. He's completely given over to the Eibishter's will. Doesn't have his own will. Here's the union is to give himself up to Eivishter. So automatically, anything has to do with Eivishter, he has Mesiris Nefesh. It's not that you have to every time think again. You don't have to think anything. Your whole life is for the Eivishter. And that's all, nothing will stop you. It's one thing. Like we explained before, when it comes to Pele, it's a matzev of the way a behavior of a nes. That's his nature. But that's his matzev. The other guy, his nature is normally not like that. Regularly, he does things up itteva. If you need Mesiris Nefesh, it'll fight just like a regular nes. Nes is that if you need to go against Teva, David goes against Teva. But this one, he does everything right, and that's it. Mesiris Nefesh. Zehu Dargosa Shel Pinchas. That's what Pinchas did. The Kanyas Kinosi, what did he do? He was Mekana Debishter's Kanoes. Shesika Natsme, he put himself in danger. Be'inyan Shem Bezechiyuv. The Chiddush is that he did it something that he doesn't have to do. The din is, in this case, what he did, if you go to ask a Shaila, can I kill this guy for Baal Aramis being with a Goya? The answer is no. Because if you're a Kanoi, then you do it. It's only a permission that if you do it, you do it. You could do it. So really, he didn't have to do it. Yerushalmi uses even a worse lashon. The Chachamim are not happy when you do this. It's not really something that they endorse. Not only they will pass it to you, they don't endorse it. But AJ's Benidin Didan in this case was another reason why you shouldn't do it. Shemesh Rabbeinu Liosa Klum, Mesh didn't do anything. Why would Pinchas do it? I'll say, well, Rasha says, why did Mesh not do it? Because Mesh forgot the halacha that in a case like this, Kanoi and Pagan be. But are Pinchas or Yedeish in some aloha? Pinchas didn't know that he forgot it. Because all it says in Rashi is Pinchas came to him and says, didn't you teach us Kanoim Pagan? But Mesha forgot. Didn't you teach us? So he said, so Mesha Ben answered, yes. But the one that brings the letter, let him read it. You know what? You said it, you go do it. If you do it. So it's something that he should have held him back. If Mesha's not doing it, why should I do it? And Abba Pinchas lay nichnas al shakar atari ba'atzmi. He didn't go into any discussion himself. He did the kines Hashem, which means that Mesiris Nafshe Shel Pinchas was a mile mechesh min dide. It wasn't the cheshm that brought him to do Mesiris Nefesh or do something. It's lechatchila higher than cheshm. Shum shohaya ish Mesiris Nefesh beetsim is a man of Mesiris Nefesh. He keep mishohaya inyan shel kiddush Hashem. And here it was something has to do with kiddush Hashem. Kines Hashem tzvoyis, he was mekadesh Hashem tzvoyis. And therefore, mide keneged mide, measure for a measure. That's why this Pella, this Hanhoge, Klolis of the Mailam and Ateva happened to him because that was what Pinchas is. He's a person that he did everything with Eibishter. Mesiris Nefesh, you need Mesiris Nefesh, let's be Mesiris Nefesh. Now the Rebbe says, Apizel Yevur Gamatam, this will also explain another thing. The reason, Sheshchorish Pinchas Hoyo, that what was his reward? That from now on, he and his children will have the covenant of Kehuna, the Kehuna. According to Rashi, according to Pshat, what does that mean? Shirak Oznis Kayan Pinchas. That when did Pinchas become a Kayan? Only after he did this. Tachas Ashakinel Elako, because he did this. See, and the Rebbe says, according to Pshat, because in Gemara, see, in Ha'orah 27, he says, there's a machloikis. So Rashi Paskin is like one of the opinions in Gemara's Vochit. But according to Pshat, he got the reward of becoming a Kayan then. Yesh Leimar. You could say that Rebbe says Shigame Fane Shall Schar Zehu Behesam in Yananau. The way the schar is fits to the whole thing that we said before. We're trying to say before that his anhogi was anhogi lamailam and atever lagam. That's why the Eibishter behaved him on atever. So the Rebbe wants to show that the schar is the same way. Shemahusay Shall Pinchasi. This it fits to the fact that we said before that what is the mahus of Pinchas? Hayish Pelabet and Perbet. Pelabet. Now how does it? How do you see it in the Kohuna? So he explains. In a kuna dover abo b'yerusha. Kuna is something that you inherit. Ke'en el lezare aren. Lezare aren only goes to the children of Aaron. And those who were kayanim at that time. Anyone who was, even though Pinchas was also a grandson of Aaron, but only those who were kayanim in time of when they built the Mishkan, they and their descendants are kayanim. Pinchas was already born then. So when he was, and he wasn't a kayan. So it's only here the kuna was given to him not as a Yerusha. From his father he didn't get it. From his grandfather he didn't get it. It was because of what he did. The kinu lelakov. Why is it? Why did Hashem do it for him? Ela shezeh mida keneged mida. It's measure for a measure. The kashem shepinchas kila leYakov af shalei hoye mitzuvelze. Just like Pinchas went for the Eibishter, even though he wasn't commanded. Va'ad shezeh shalei beratz haChachamim, which was according to Yerushalmi, even like not the will of the Chachamim. Which means Chacham is according to the Chokhm of the Yeshmokim Leshak Vatariyeh Diskanoza. There's a whole discussion to find out, figure out whether he did the right thing. But nevertheless, he did it beyond any Seichel. So he got something that doesn't fit to the Chokhm of the. According to the Chokhm of the, the Davish established that he cannot become a Kohen. Or if the first few that became Canaan, and that's it. For now on, it's only the next generations, and anybody didn't, you can never become. And this is something beyond nature, beyond the nature even of Chochmah of Torah. And that's all why? Because his behavior was that. And you could explain what is the reason why Takedemisha gave him Kuna, which is something that normally is Yerusha. Yerusha is a natural thing. Whatever your father is, you inherit. This union that you got kuna, something that normally you cannot get unless you're a Yerush, is lemaila from even higher than this. The hainu, it means like this. Besides the fact that something happened to him which goes beyond the way it was set up by Torah. You can't do anything. You can't do great, the highest aveda to the Eibush, you can't become a Kayan. So, and here he did. This became his nature. Where do we see became his nature? The fact that his children will inherit for him. If it's just something completely beyond nature, so it's given to him. The Eibush that took the beyond nature made that into his nature. And if it's his nature, that this is something that you inherit. What's a pella we said before? That the nes becomes your nature. Nes doesn't mean that. Nes means nature is your nature. And then there's something beyond your nature. When you say there's anhoge v'pele, means, but in this case, the anhoge is beyond nature completely. But that's now becomes his tevet. That's the natural thing for him. Because that's the way things work for him. So that's what happens here. Became this became his nature. I'm wondering, I don't know if you bring it here, that we have, sometimes the Gemara uses a lotion on some people who were the melumet benisim. Could be it's connected. Melumet benisim, not only a miracle happens, they're used to miracles. It becomes their nature's miracle. Now, behine gulas kedushas meiracham yadmur beyebius b'stamustop reizayim imaiserash and nasim dinahi the gul of the Friedrich Rebbe and b'stamus topish b'zayin from the imprisonment hoise b'shvur the Shabbos Pasha Pinchas. It wasn't the week of Pasha Pinchas. Va'edzeis more than that b'Shabbos Pasha Pinchas beirach birchas hagemel when he bench gemel was taken Shabbos Pinchas. Everything in the world is Ashgacha Protis. As the Hashem Tov says, "Kol Shkiv Kalochemer Inyana Ish Yisrael." Certainly, when it's about a Yid, Ahachas Kama VeKama Shenos Yisrael. Certainly, by the Nosi of Yidin. Mizeh movement. For that, we understand Shegula Skedu Shemeirucham Yadmu Shaiches LaTeichem Inyana Shel Pinchas. But the Friedrich Rebbe's Gula, Zaparsha Pinchas has a Shaiches to Pinchas. In the order 31, the Rebbe says, and you see, the Friedrich Rebbe's two names have a Shaiches to Pinchas. Pinchas is Gematria Yitzchok. That's the second name of the Friedrich Rebbe. And Pinchas, it says, is from the children of Yosef, which is the first name of the Friedrich Rebbe. So Bachal, even in the name of the Friedrich Rebbe, is hinted Pinchas. But we'll see how the Friedrich Rebbe's Hanhog is like Pinchas. His Mesiras Nefesh in that country in Russia. It's like Pinchas did in Kanyas Kenosi. Hainu. Not Mesiris Nefesh et Mechuyim. Like somebody else, when it would be another Godel, you have to make a cheshbon. Is this something you have to make Mesiris Nefesh or not? You look into Shulchan Aruch and see. Friedrich didn't do that. Ukama Chacham Yisrael Sovru, many of the Rabbonim held, Shei Mechuyim Mesiris Nefesh Beitin Kaze. But you don't have to give Mesiris Nefesh. Who Moser Nafshal Zeh? He was Mesiris Nefesh. Why? It wasn't like he did Mesiris Nefesh. One of the things he did, he did this, he did that. When you needed Mesiris Nefesh, it's also a prat. Anything that he did was driven with Mesiris Nefesh. So therefore, By him, Mesiras Nefesh was like by Pinchas. It was his Hanhoge. Question is, boy, Mokamacha Baruch, Rebbe said, I explained in a different Sikha, Al-Kvar Gimel Hat-Kuf is Haklovi is Bishleishim Shneis Nisius, Nisius is Shepil Shemuch Admur, that you had 30 years of the Friedrich Rebbe's Nisius, had three Tkufas, three periods in his Aveda, and all three Mesiras Nefesh. The first period was when he was in Russia. The second one when he was in Poland, Latland and Poland. The third one was in America. Each one of these three needed strength. And each one was a different type of Mesiras Nefesh. He explains. In Russia, he gave up his life. He did things which put himself in danger. That put his physical life in danger. Not only his own life, but also his shluchim, his chassidim. Because based on his teachings, and some of them even poshet, he sent them. So these chassidim and the shluchim worked in spreading Torah, strengthening Yiddishkeit in Russia. They put themselves, their life in line, put themselves in danger. So the first kufa is Mesiras Nefesh Begashmi. Kufa Ashniya, the second one, where he lived amongst Yidden who were from. The Shom Haken, Klaidushun Muchadmur, Mechodesh Yeshivas, there he built Yeshivas, Vosek Vafotas Ateira Bechla, and he worked in spreading Torah. Amongst all the circles. And that needed Mesiras Nefesh because people were not at all of it. And it needed a different type of Mesiras Nefesh. But with Kufa Shlish, the third period, the Gil Artis Abisi came to America, his Mesiras Nefesh was he had to change the outlook, the Hanoch of the people in the country. Shabartis Abisi is Andesh, and America is different. You can't have Yiddishkeit here like an old shtetl. And that's what he worked on. To go with strength from Mesiras Nefesh against the whole flow. Everybody was against it. Some of them, Pashit didn't mean anything bad against the Rebbe. They Pashit felt that Rachmanis on the Rebbe. They tried to stop it because they said he's gonna fail. It's going to be a big Agnes Nefesh. Better don't start. So they tried to stop it. There were some who Pasha the Gashmis went against, the Kavon again. That's a different. But the Friedrich Rebbe didn't care. It's all Mesiras Nefesh. Now, Shekol, Echad, Mishleisha, Zephani, Elim, Mesiras Nefesh, all three, each one of these three ways of Mesiras Nefesh, complete different type. Ukvei Kedushas, Meir, Vechomi, Admur, and the Friedrich Rebbe, Kofas, Venachshel, Shokolech, Vechad, Vechais, Mesiras Nefesh, went into the waves, into the river. In all of them. Now, usually, the way another Sikhad Rebbe even teaches is usually there are some people who could go and say the Nefesh when it comes to Yiddishkeit, when it comes to Chassidus and working with Truma people, or it comes to this type of Mesiras. Some people have a Chush in this, some people have a Chush in this. But to have a Mesiras Nefesh in all of them equally, why would that be? Because Zeo Ish Mesiras Nefesh Beit Samahusei. Because he's level is Mesiras Nefesh. Everything that he did, that you knew he had to do, he did in Mesiras Nefesh. Pella is one thing. Automatically, all the things come out against nature. But not because it's a thing that we do against nature, this against nature. It's a complete different hanhoge. That's the actual lesson to us. We'll go in the way that he taught us. The Neil Chaber Chesed will follow us in his ways. To work and strengthen Yiddishkeit and spreading Torah with Mesiras Nefesh. Now you don't have to do it out of hardships and Gashmis. Everything is good. But if you do it with Mesiras Nefesh, meaning you give yourself over completely beyond limitations, without considering the obstacles, zeichin shepela nasale, which means you're like Pinchos, then you're zeicher, and a pella happens. What does a pella happen? Not that a miracle will happen. That is Baruch Matzliach as Aveda b'derech Pele. That the whole Aveda you Matzliach in the Pele. Because this will hasten and bring very soon in our times Kiyum Ayud, the fulfillment of the promise he made says Chamer Mitzrayim Arenu Nifloyes. That when Mashiach will come, like when Mitzrayim will so Nifloyes. And the Rebbe doesn't state truth, but it means based on the Sicha that what it means is Mashiach will come. It won't be a lot of miracles, more miracles than Yitzias Mitzrayim. Be Nifloyes. The whole Matzav Eilun, all Matzav will be a Matzav of Pele. But it all started already with the Friedrich Rebbe, with that goal.
How is Yosef related to Pinchas? Horah 31.
Says Rashi says, on one side he was from the family of Yisrael.
Okay.
And the other Prisra. One is Mizera Yosef.
Naturally.
Yeah. Like Shevet, he was from Shevet Levi. He was from the father. Yeah. From Lozer Ben Aaron
Akein. His mother.
Talking from his mother.
Yeah,
That's why the Shvatim who complained and everything they said, look, he's a inical of Yisrael who fed a golem of the Zoran. He's also from Yisrael. He brings it. Rasha says it in Ve'eiro.
Another observation, the Rebbe never uses the word Russia. Cholest.
Yeah.
He never said Russia.
But that's, you know why? Because it was not safe.
Shouldn't get not safe to say it.
Sure. Right.
Did ever said Moshe Chabarzel?
He didn't. Later, he didn't like that expression. There's no curtain, no iron curtain, no mchitza. But he used to say in Medina Shalufnim, our previous country, or like he says in Medina Ahi, that country. He didn't say the word Russia.
Right.
He didn't want to put them in any. That someone will see it and they're speaking against. No. The Rebbe was very careful all the way till the mamish, till the end when the Iron Curtain fell. Then the Rebbe was like this. Didn't want to.
I grow shnei shikoyach.
Yeah.